Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. Part 2, Text 8 through 22, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. Sri Narada Uvacha, Bhavata Nudita Prayam, Yasho Bhagavato Malam, Ye Naivasau Na Tushyeta, Manyeta Darshanam Kilam. Sri Narada said to Vyasadeva, "You have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. Although, great sage, you have broadly described the four principles, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, which begin with religious performances, still you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. Na yad vachas chitra padang harer yasho, jagat pavitrang pragrini takarhichit, tad vayasam tirtam ushanti manasa, nayatra hangsa niramanti ushikshayaha. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Tad bhag visargo janatagha viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abadavati api namani anantasya yasho ankitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadavaha. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes, etc. of Ananta, the unlimited Supreme Lord, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Naishkarmyam api achyukta bhava varjitam nashobhate jnanam alang niranjanam kutak punak shasvad abhadram ishvare na charpitam karma yad api akaranam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God Himself. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? O Vyasadeva, your vision is completely perfect. Your good fame is spotless. You are firm in vow and situated in truthfulness. Thus, you can think of the pastimes of the Lord in trance for the liberation of the people in general from all material bondage. Tata anyaha kinchana yad vivakshataha Prithag Drishastad Krita Rupa Namabhi Nakaryachit Kvapi Cha Dushtata Matir Labheta Vathahata Naur Ivaspadam. My dear Vyas, whatever you desire to describe which is separate in vision from the Lord, simply reacts with different forms, names, and results, only to agitate the mind, just as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Jugupsitam dharma krate anushasatah swabhava raktasya mahan vyatikramah yad vakyato dharma iti tarachtato namanyate tasya nivaranam jana. The people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, but you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. This is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable. And because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion, and so they will hardly care for prohibitions. Vichakshano syahati vedi tung vibhor ananta parasya nivrittata sukam pravartamanasya gunayar anatmanas tato bhavan darshaya chaspitam vibho. The Supreme Lord is unlimited, so only a very expert personality, retired from the activities of material happiness, deserves to understand this knowledge of spiritual values. Therefore, those who are not so well situated due to their material attachment should be shown the ways of transcendental realization by your goodness through descriptions of the transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord. Chakvasvadharmam charanam bhujang harer bhajan apakvota patet tato yadi yatrakva vabhadram abhud amushya king ko vartha apto bhajatang swadharmatah. One who has forsaken material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, and yet there is no danger of that person's being unsuccessful. While on the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not actually gain anything. Tasyaiva heto prayate te kovido na labjate yad ramatam upari adha ta labjate dukkavad anyata sukam kalena sarvatra gavira rangasa. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost material planet Brahmaloka down to the lowest Patala. And as far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, why, it can be obtained automatically in due course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them. Navajano jatu katanchanav rajain mukunda sevi anyavad anga sanskritim smaran mukundangri upaguhanang punar vihatum ichche na rasagraho jana. My dear Vyas, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna may sometimes fall down, somehow or other, one certainly does not undergo material existence like others, such as the fruitive workers, etc. And this is because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaro yato jagat sthana nirodha sambhavaha tad dhi swayang veda bhavang stapapi te pradesha matrang bhavata pradarshatam.
The Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is Himself this cosmos, but still He is aloof from it. And from Him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated. In Him it rests, and unto Him it enters after annihilation.
Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the Supersoul Personality of Godhead because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. And although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth just for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe more vividly the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Idang hi pungsas tapasak shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayoho avichuto artha kavibir nirupito yad uttama shloka gunanu varnanam. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is known as Uttama Shloka. He is defined in choice poetry. Recorded December 22, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Baladhari Jasodanandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadahari Jasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.